Hello, welcome to the Marketer Podcast. The following is extracts from a show we tried to record, but unfortunately our equipment failed, so we lost most of it. I'm going to now hand you over to Jamie Malcolm, who's going to introduce the show, and that's all from me.
You gotta say, like, welcome, this is Marketer Podcast, episode 2. I'm not Mark. That's already confused him.
Yeah, we can do that, it's fine.
I'll get a platter or something.
Platter.
Yeah, you can get off a platter.
Yeah. What's the word? What's the French word?
I get steak.
La dure.
What, the foie gras?
No. Oh, what?
Starter.
Oh, d'oeuvre, yeah. Horses d'oeuvres.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? Yeah, beef and combo.
A combo. What's the word combo?
I haven't discussed it last night, man. 8 quid.
Potato skins and...
The spam combo, did you say?
Spam.
I thought you said spam, probably didn't.
My mum accidentally bought once spam. She was buying spam. Yeah, she didn't buy it. She was looking for spam. But she bought it with like black pepper in it.
Alright.
Very nice.
Spam, popular in a former cannibal country.
What's that?
Because of its chewy, meaty sort of texture.
Yeah.
Very similar to sort of human flesh, apparently.
Oh, no.
So, like in colonies that were former cannibals, they eat as a spam, apparently.
Mm.
Reddit.
I remember in that, talking about that, countries like that, there's
baked
beans.
Like
yeah, well, beans.
So, name of the show.
different like, countries have like different standards of what's nice food, or what's high quality food, like baked beans or whatever. In Russia, that's supposed to be like the dogs. Like in Korea.
Very good.
Anyway.
Standards, like McDonald's, England, hamburger, McDonald's, like somewhere else, here, bit of flesh in it.
I'm not here.
Would anyone agree with vegetarianism?
No. Sorry.
It's a bit waste.
Do what you want.
Good answer.
I'm suspicious of anyone who's ill too. Pro or anti anything, really. Anyone's too like fundamentalist.
It's the average.
Right, then why
down the middle. Straight as the.
Yeah, why, what's that?
You shouldn't eat only vegetables, really.
Yeah.
There's some people that only eat foods naturally fallen from a tree or something.
Well, no one's ever going to go out of sharks, are
they? Exactly.
Exactly. Why are we getting all the
bugs? Down with the sharks.
It's like humans, like.
Anti-shark protesters, yeah, yes.
Why is it America? Why are they in California?
I don't know.
Sharks.
You got the sharks in California.
Is it an aquarium?
Oh, what's the prison called? Alcatraz. Should have known. I was going for Fort Knox, but that's not right.
That's where the bullion was.
Nah, the
bullion.
get attention for that. Bullion.
Hello.
It's just the look of you, dick.
Pterodactyl. It's a triceratops. I know. Oh, I've got a good story about a pterodactyl. You ready for after this rust?
Look at the candy tree
inside. The rock and it comes out.
Does it smell like new plastic waste?
No, it doesn't. Candy treats, look,
70p. They
70p of my money went to a plastic guy. Triceratops, sorry.
There's a guy called over in America, as always in America, made the key word. He pulled him over, driving on the other side of the freeway.
Yeah.
Really wrong and weaving all over the place. They pulled him over and they basically questioned him and said, why the hell are you, what's going on, why are you doing that? I saw a pterodactyl and I swerved. Ended up on the other side. He was high and drunk.
It's a deadly combo.
It was one I read in a book of mysteries or like a book of like strange things. Where they said these people, it was a thing I read in like a book of like mysteries or something.
Yeah.
Or a book, I think, where these people were like tunneling, mining or something, and they broke open a big boulder and like a pterodactyl fell out. They'd been like no, it like flew out.
Yeah,
like,
I was sleeping in there.
It flew
gets good when it's not cool. I can't believe
it flew along for a bit, then died. And they said because it had like got packed in there, it sort of survived, but it died as it came out.
Had a straw.
Fell
that's
out.
True.
Yeah, it's probably not true, but I read it.
Luckily, like, it had a curly straw.
It was like probably like a spine chiller. It was in a creative writing book.
Spine chiller.
How do you breathe?
Spine chiller. We had like a
periscope. You ever read one? I've got chilly spine.
What, sorry?
Have you ever read one of those and got chilly spine?
Have you ever read one of those and got goosebumps?
No. Oh,
have I?
I read a bit of Goosebumps. You know the ones where he goes, oh, if you want to do this, go play 63 now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're wicked.
Rubbish.
Another one called The Cave of Time.
I don't go back to the race. Go back to page 1. Go back to page 100. Go back to page 1.
There's a big warning at the front. Do not read this book page by page.
Oh, yeah. There's Rogue One, there's a green book with like a monster's hand coming through a sort of dungeon door. Dungeon's a much underused word.
Did you watch anything about all the cyclists that are anti-driving?
Oh.
It's like all the cyclists did this whole big protest where they just stop all the cars in London. And they want everyone to stop driving and everyone to go on a bike. What would happen if everyone stopped buying cars? There'd be chaos, wouldn't
it? I did see a cartoon years ago. Where it was just goofy. And
Rocky races.
It was goofy. The concept was that there was no more stuff to make cars with. So to find the most renewable source, so they all made pogo sticks. They got around to that. It's a really sensible voiceover for it. They all made pogo sticks and dancing along.
I've got four. Who gets a lot of things in the post? This is gonna be my record.
I hate mail.
Except birthdays from this show.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I haven't heard it in this interview. No, I've got four things in the post about.
Really?
Yeah, that's odd. Oh. And one thing I wanted to get, or expected to get, didn't actually turn up.
One was a letter bomb.
Yeah. Anthrax letter bomb. Hate mail.
Anthrax. Subscription to Playboy magazine. That was a lucky break.
That was a cream on a cake.
It wasn't even mine, which is in there. Actually, my mum got it.
It was your mum's.
Come on now. Come on.
For Gillian now? Is it Gillian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She doesn't like it though.
Just Jill.
Boxer is
them. Just Jill, sitcom.
Box. We got a letter delivered to our house. Bear in mind, we've been there since I was born, like 21 years. For the people that used to live there.
Really?
Yeah, something to do with.
Slow post.
That's the. Not wheels. That's that kind of stuff, like mortgage. Yeah, mortgage and wheels and stuff like that. Yeah, 21 years late.
Wow.
Actually, we got one from like. People who we'd lived in our one for like 15 years and watched one for like a previous one, like an NHS out. You're dying.
Late. Sorry to tell you, you've got
your ID.
There was a dark street. Here we go.
Funny dark
house. I didn't know it.
I know.
Word for word.
And then some skeletons lived under the stairs. Whose house was it that he had some skeletons under the stairs?
Oh, I don't know.
And they.
For the West.
I used to do the dog bark, but I can't do it anymore. It upsets me.
Woof.
Not about the skeleton dog, because it was an adult skeleton, a kid skeleton, and a dog skeleton.
Baby skeleton. Was it a baby? They said baby?
No, he was about 11.
You can't pinpoint the age.
Were they brothers or?
I don't know. I reckon they were brothers.
Gay lovers.
What were two skeletons doing under the stairs?
Both got pwned.
Hey, what's going on?
Imagine that. You sleep for a while, you get like frosty ears. Imagine these ears.
What? You sleep for a while, you get frosty ears?
Frosty.
Oh, crusty. Was it frosty ears?
Frosty ears.
Yeah, you get like bits of.
I thought you said crusty ears. I think you said
crusty.
Your ears are folded.
Like dead skin in there. In your ears. Yeah, I'm talking.
I get like crossy eyes.
Yeah, I mean that all that and dead skin and yeah. You must imagine that cross is like boulder.
An eyeball cross.
His arm is on his wing though, so he won't be able to get to it.
Oh yeah, you get a stick or something.
Wedge.
Yeah. They're all watching this, by the way. All the grave diggers. Cave diggers. The less successful Kanye West song. Grave diggers, cave diggers, gold bars.
I'd be the B-side, I'll take it.
Actually, I bought some vinyl.
Yeah.
And, to fund the First World War, a lot of the money raised was through dog tax. They introduced it.
Dog tax?
Yeah.
£5 of Alsatian, please.
Some sort of tax.
He's wearing his disc.
I've never had a dog.
His what?
His disc.
What disc? Oh.
Dog. No, do you have to pay anything?
Clamp your dog.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay anything?
He's not going anywhere.
Leash.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Have you declared your dog off the road?
Like the First World War One.
The computer knows.
Take his legs off, but bricks in place.
Tax every dog. Everyone had a dog had to pay a certain amount of money, and they put it all together and said, "Let's make planes."
What about?
Might be Welsh. I was told by a bumbling fool, but he can be okay.
But St Paul's was built on a coal tax.
Yeah,
coal tax.
And a coal tax.
Oh, cold. Obviously, cold for me.
Cold.
I'm freezing.
Measure the drips.
Oh, I went to the Run for Dogs a little while ago. You know, you get the you know, the bookies down the front. The
where?
The Run for Dogs.
Oh yeah.
Dog
yeah.
racing. You know, you get the bookies down the front. They do like the better bets and that.
Bookies like that.
There was a guy there. You know when it's cold, you get like a little drip coming from your nose.
Yeah.
It was about a centimetre. It was a massive drip. We'll leave it there.
Yeah. I imagine it was an icicle. Would have been better if it was an icicle.
It'd have been weird.
Is that a mice?
You never get that in real life. How do you get that? An icicle in your nose.
Cold.
Have you ever seen it?
Just cold.
Bermuda.
Have you ever seen an icicle in real life?
I had a chance to go to like Cairns.
See an icicle. It's a big chance, Jamie.
I'll talk about Stevie Wonder.
I listened to Stevie Wonder's sort of best of album. Yeah. That's some really good songs on it.
He's done quite a lot that you probably don't really know.
He's done a cover of Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, and that's quite different. I think it's shorter as well, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I was going to do some blind jokes, but I'm above that.
Sorry, he's only listening to this. It's not official. He doesn't know that. What's his TV program? TV? Oh man, I don't like him on TV program. Is he American?
Of course he is.
That's right then.
Yep. So that was the podcast. Join us next time, whereby we'll have other people. I suppose I don't really know what's going on. Then again, I never do. So we'll be back another time. Until then, goodbye.